with those beautiful brown boots.
You like these boots? Thanks. I got them on clearance.
I heard. You got them on clearance. Thanks.
They had to be real leather. I couldn't do the little, what you call it, like the synthetic. Nah, they got to be real leather.
Nah, you're old enough. Your feet ain't growing no more. So you can, you know, you can.
Nah, that synthetic don't look. They try their best to make the synthetic look like the real leather, but when it comes to like the real leather, bro, that's real leather.
After you fold it and everything, like it's gonna look like leather, you know.
But it can't nothing beat the real deal. I came to pod this week, man. I got a lot for y'all, man. I consumed a lot of content in the past 2 weeks. We done took 2 weeks off. Not 2 weeks. It's been a while. We've been here. Had to go celebrate happy, you know, again, you know, happy birthday to all the Virgos. It's Virgo season. Shout out to y'all. Y'all some cool
very
people.
Very much so.
Y'all
very
some cool people. So. I can't even knock it. A lot of people got smoke for y'all. I ain't got none. Yeah, baby, she's awake. So, as with the ninjas shit. Are here.
Indeed.
In my domicile out in the war town.
Are you hosting us today?
Yes. Right.
Being a great host today.
Take it away.
As I introduce the show, it's your boy Ocean, man. We don't have all the claps and all the soundboards. They've you migrated out here.
Oh, no, it don't matter.
But
fix it in post.
Yeah.
Get in your head.
We here. So, Starman came here to pod. It is your boy Ocean. Let me introduce this thing. I don't know how to introduce.
I don't know how to lead it in. Yeah, go ahead. Like, you know. Yeah,
my name is Ocean. Welcome to my crib.
Yes. What happened to all my?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another adventure of the Ninja Please podcast.
What happened to all my shit?
I was some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it.
Okay, there we go. What he said.
All right.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Ninja Please podcast.
Yes.
The Ninja Please podcast.
Sounds good.
I am your host, Ocean. A.K.A. the Gandhi Dancer. A.K.A. Boom. Tough acting. Tin acting. A.K.A. Monkey Punch Whiskey. A.K.A. Cowboy Bebop. A.K.A. Run Motherfucking Mexico.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am here with some of the greatest ninjas that have ever been assembled here, there, and everywhere.
Bouncing like the gummy bears. Shit.
My ninjas, take it away.
Starman, you can go. I'll go last.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll go by the name of Starman, a.k.a. Yukio Senpai. Senpai Sunday, know what I'm talking about. Yuki Show, checking in one time. You may know me as, affectionately, Shota Baby. Fox Blunt. Golden Karama. That's all you get this week.
I mean, I figured it would only be right since you usually host. You mean you would go second, so I figured it's only right, man.
I was gonna close it out, but you know.
I mean, I figured, you know, since you would usually be the host, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over here's the one and only Tanuki, man. As always. Silver Surfer, the Platinum Variety.
Ice.
Blue Lantern.
Blue.
The, Captain of Space Pirate Ship, Arcadia.
Ay, el Capitones.
The Sage, almost equal to Heaven. I'm like that far off.
Millisecond.
Yeah, it's about that far off. Mm. The Handsome Monkey King. Mm. Sun Wukong.
Where's the mayor?
Hanuman. Wow. Intergalactic Glen known as the Mando with the Bando.
Do, 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 do.
We in here today, man.
Gang, gang. We in this thing. So, it's been a while. Mary.
think those are the lyrics.
It's been a while.
I forgot about that song.
Right, since I've seen your face.
Oh, that's what he's saying?
Yeah.
Oh. Now my pain
I know that part.
Oh, right.
You know what it is.
Yeah, took me back with that one.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. It is your host, man. I'm hosting this week, so I want to get right into it, man. How was you ninjas past 2 weeks, man? I hadn't seen you guys in a coon's age.
I'm telling you, dog. It was all right. It was all right.
It was all right?
Maintain it, hanging in that, dog.
All right. What you got for him, man?
We came back. My shoulder got back in it. Went to go and visit Cobra for his birthday.
Cobra!
Yeah, shout out to Cobra. Went up to South Carolina, man, Charleston.
Shout out to the charcuterie.
I had to get it in there.
Charcuterie?
So, charcuterie, bro. Like, yes.
I always thought it was shark coochie.
Oh,
bro, we had a whole...
You'll get something totally different on the platter.
Right, you had a different kind of fish, bro.
That's something else.
Yeah, man, we celebrated Kobe's birthday, man. Got some wine, got some cheese, got some truffles.
Oh,
like
real rich nigga shit.
Rich nigga shit,
hey,
man.
It was pretty nice, bro.
Had some
that's
tops.
Adult. That's adult. That's adult.
Tops. That's
tops.
Mm-hmm. Some tops, man.
Tops is...
No. Tops.
Tops.
Tops. Tops. It was a good time, man. Went downtown. Unfortunately, there was a shooting down there. We was like a few blocks from it. And like it made mainstream news. It was like mass shooting, bro. We was like right around the corner
shit.
To go.
Mm-hmm.
Then when in Charleston, we was there. We were downtown that night.
Congratulations. Your first American mass shooting.
That wasn't the first one.
No. Not the first.
And that's the unfortunate thing. I wasn't there, but it drove the Uber. It drove the Uber price up something ridiculous. But we were down there at this bar, this rooftop bar. It was really nice.
You can't just gloss past that. A mass shooting.
We didn't. I didn't know.
We didn't know what happened.
We didn't know what happened. I didn't know what happened to that morning. So we at the bar, and I met this Tom Cruise looking motherfucker who wanted to be my wingman. And
he just popped up out of nowhere.
And I'm in like, bro. When I tell you, I am living, loathing in Las Vegas, bro. I am zoned the fuck out in this bitch. And I love it. I'm zoned the fuck out and I love it. And,
random dude just pops
random
up.
Random dude just came up and started asking me all kinds of, like, invading questions about my personal life when it comes to, like, romantic decisions and shit. And I'm like, I don't like the fact I'm feeling that. Like, bro, even if
but
you...
But the thing about it is, though, dog.
No,
like, I was standing there talking to his homeboy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the dude just randomly comes around into the conversation. And then, because me and Starman were having a secondary conversation about the chicks, because they, like how he was saying, bro, he was like, look, I'm seeing nothing but like 7.5 to 8 and better. Everywhere I'm looking, that's
bro,
all
I ain't seen
I'm seeing.
None. Well, I
of all ages.
I gotta give Charleston credit, bro. Like I ain't like I saw the average is 8, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't seen nothing less than 7. Look, this is for the guys, bro.
Right. This
bro.
Is not for y'all, and we are not objectifying y'all.
Charleston got 8, 9s, 10s, bro. Like
hands down.
8, 9s, 10s, bro. Like I'm from Georgia. I mean
there's 8, 9s, and 10s here, but bro, they got them.
I seen more 8, 9s, and 10s in one night out downtown than I've ever seen in any other place in the South. Now if I go over to California, I done seen some. That's different, bro.
Yeah, I've been there and ain't parted over there, so I can't really
different.
Speak on that.
The Cali shit different. But over here in the South, nah, man. Charleston got it. Like, Charleston really got it. Like, it's some beautiful women in Charleston. Shout out to all the ladies, all the women in Charleston. If you know somebody in Charleston, go to Charleston. If your layover can stay, you can get you in Charleston 24 hours, you'll do yourself to go out and just see the sights. And by the sights, I mean the beautiful women in Charleston. Shout out to the beautiful women in Charleston.
Do that.
I flirted with a few of the beautiful women in Charleston. Beautiful women of Charleston when I was there out, because that's what we do when we downtown. But prior to that, God took it upon himself to say, hey, I'm going to be your wingman. You know, Because he was like, you look like you got your heart broken. And I'm like, dog, what kind of entry line was that?
Bruh, he reminded me of Buddy Paul Rudd played on Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that in the back of my mind the whole time. He reminded me of the circus instructor. He's like, I could see some pain behind those eyes.
Bruh, when he came.
I was like, what the fuck?
I wanted to laugh. My initial reaction was, I laughed it off. Like, boy, you wild. Because I'm thinking of the same shit.
And then he really went for it.
And then, you know, like my left eye started twitching. And it's just like. He's right, man. We're hurt. We need to just let it out. I was like, man, I'm not letting this shit out of the bar.
I'm not gonna tell this dude this shit.
Like, I don't know you, but damn, am I that transparent? I was like, damn, now I'm self-reflecting. I'm already on these tops. So I'm stuck inside myself now because I'm feel like Shinji. I'm sitting down there having a conversation with the abyss and looking at my reflection of being like, yo, am I that transparent? Now I'm having an anxiety attack.
Right, this dude just read me fully within 15 seconds of speaking to me.
And I'm just like, damn, like, well, like, I wasn't really. And I'm just like, bro,
I wasn't really thinking
about
it.
Them girls you were looking at weren't the same girls I was looking at. You should have just led with, yo, let's go
holler at some chicks.
But this man trying to break me down. I was just like, damn, dog, I don't know you, but you trying to open me up and want to be Dr. Lipschitz and shit. Like, goddamn, Tom Cruise on this Lipschitz shit. Want to damn break a nigga down, bro. I'm like, chill, nigga, I don't know you. Damn.
It was Dr. Lipschitz.
For real, bro. Cause I did not like feeling that transparent. But it's I was disappointed that I wasn't self-aware to see this coming. It's like, damn, bro, I should have been more self-aware where I could have prevented that or had a contingency for it. Because I didn't like the fact, even if he was throwing shit to the wall to see if it stick, just talking straight bullshit, I ain't like the fact that a part of me agreed that, you know, a part, you might be right, dog. Like, right, a part like, of me deep down, you might be right, dog. I really do. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, maybe there is something.
Let me consider that.
That you can see that I can't see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of changed how I felt I was being viewed out there because I realized the face that I'm thinking I'm getting everybody ain't the face they seeing.
Right. Now at least in that moment.
Yeah, so now I'm concerned that, oh, shit, like, I need the face that I'm putting out for y'all. I need that to be the face that y'all see. I don't need to be putting on
not
something.
Not the one I think it is.
Because I'm not in control of that. And if I'm not in control of my narrative, if I'm not... Because, like, Kanye said something profound to me. He said, you know, most people are a slave to the perception of themselves. And that shit kind of resonated because it's just like, damn, I don't want to... Damn, is that... That's a bad thing? Because the way he said it, it's like, damn, that's a bad thing. So now I'm feeling like... I don't want to be a slave to my self-perception, but at the same time, I want to be self-aware, you know?
That's a path you got to walk down with Mario when you're brave enough to do it.
Yeah, because nothing can get me out of my head that night. After that moment, I was just in my head on autopilot.
That's a night when you got to, like, that's a night for you, and you going to do that.
I'm just flirting, like, I'm just, at that point, it's just like whoever, well, but that was the plan to begin with. It's just like whoever you... Catch that look, because this is Charleston, so you got to play, damn, is she not a racist?
Right.
Is she a polite racist?
Yeah. Or is she actually into me? Or
that's a hard game to peep out, because you like, bro, like, there's not a lot of diversity here, bro. It's like,
it's pretty strictly, we saw a lot of people at the mall, but they went somewhere else that night, evidently.
Yeah. The only reason we weren't perceived tokens is because we was in a group.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But then, even in that was one, oh, okay, that's the group of black guys that somehow didn't get hassled by security to get in, so I guess they're cool.
Yeah, right. Looking the way they look, I guess they're cool.
They just let them in, like, okay, they cool, because they don't just let any black guy in here. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point.
Because the whole night, I saw one other black dude. And that was towards the end of the night when we were all standing around talking to them white dudes.
I saw a black couple at the pizza restaurant, and I ain't see no more black people after that except the bouncer.
I didn't even see the black couple at the pizza restaurant because I was trying not to look at the white girl's ass over there. That she just kept on putting it out there.
Bashada was fine, though. But that's the point. Bashada was fine.
Yes.
Boy, she was bad.
Are you just trying to get rid of your Coca-Colas or something?
It's a can. Like, I'm not trying to get rid of
the original Coca-Colas with cocaine in it?
I'm sorry, nigga.
Are they Mexican Coca-Colas?
I'm sorry. Listen, I understand your beard is thicker. All right? I understand, sir. I understand you freeball, okay?
No, I'm just understand. Trying to figure out why you. Are you trying to get rid of the Coca-Cola?
No, I was trying to be a hospitable ass nigga, bro.
I was just trying to figure out why you were trying to ask me for a Coca-Cola.
I was about to ask if you want another of the finest champagnes.
I'll take another champagne. Right. I don't need none of your cocaine cola, sir. Mm.
Hey, you spoke.
Thought you was trying to lace me up.
I got a buddy of mine. From middle school. He worked in elevators, but he builds buildings and shit. Mm. This nigga got a building. He was drilling into like a brand new building, and he got like sheetrock and shit all over his face. Mm. I screenshotted that shit and be like, "That's gonna be me when I go to Bolivia." Like this whole nigga face is just white,
dusty,
white and dusty. I'm like, "It's gonna be me when I go to Bolivia, nigga."
I'm sorry. Oh, well, nah.
Listen.
Nah.
Cocaine up my nostrils.
No, I just had that whole conversation with myself.
I even had it already pulled up. Yeah, that's it.
Like, you just plop down in it real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, not even real quick, real slow.
Right, because it's just evenly.
Look, you know me, like, I don't take nothing for me to start sweating, so I just get like a little good little sweat. So it's like my forehead is moist.
I just had that whole conversation in my mind. I was like, if I go to another country that's known for having real good, you know, illicit substances, would I do cocaine there? And I was like, maybe.
My partner, no. It's like, nah, bro, you keep snorting this shit all you want to, nigga. This shit's so pure, you can't even have a heart attack. We're trying to kill you.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want to do that.
Pure cocaine.
Have you seen
pure
Dope?
Cocaine. Have I seen Nope?
Dope.
Dope? Dope is one of my favorite fucking movies ever.
So I rewatched Dope because the first time Netflix. I saw it was in the theater. So I watched
it. Me too.
On Netflix. So I'm watching Dope and I realized, like, damn, it's a lot of shows and movies and shit I watch now. And that all y'all was in Dope. Like Jerome from. From Snowfall, he was the guy on the bus that came on there with the gun. You know.
The main character, ain't that the nigga from Wu-Tang? And fucking The Get Down?
Yeah.
Like, bro, Dope was. I'm glad I saw that in movie theaters.
Like, it was a lot of actors, like, just popping through that movie. Like, when they got to the scene, what, Tiger back there? It was, like Vince Staples was in there.
Yeah.
Like, who else was in that back room? Like, they got shooting ASAP, got shot, got hit.
Damn, so I forgot ASAP was in there.
Yeah, man. I remember, like.
Damn,
Fred did all the music.
I want to say Revolt distributed that movie, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I saw them on the production list, too.
I'm not mistaken.
I was a dope. I really enjoyed that movie. Like,
I convinced.
I know that's like you and Bitcoin
look,
and shit.
Yeah, it's look, like, I convinced a couple. I'll never forget this because Jurassic Park was out at the same time as Dope when they came out. And it was a couple that was there. I went to go see it by myself. I like to see movies by myself because I talk to myself. Like how I talk to y'all niggas, I do it to myself. So that way I don't disturb people from watching the movie. But they was there. They was like, I was just talking. I was shooting shit because I was smoking a blunt in the parking lot, and we was just talking. And it was like, "Yeah, we finna go see Jurassic Park." And I was like, "Man, I'm finna go see Dope." And they're like, "Dope? What is that about?" And I was like, "I really don't know. Like, it's some black people in it. Some black people produced it. So and so did the music. Like, I think Pharrell did the music. Like, I'm just finna go check it out." It's like, "I'm finna go see Jurassic Park." And I was like, "Nigga, you know how Jurassic Park finna go? It's a dinosaur. Nigga finna eat some people." They're gonna run, they're gonna hide in some shit, he gonna run back around. Like, it's goddamn Jurassic Park, nigga. Like, that shit don't never fucking change.
Somebody's gonna get eaten.
Yeah, somebody gonna eat him, somebody gonna get shitted out.
It's gonna be an emotional advancement for
someone. And then at the end, it's gonna
be. Someone's gonna regret creating a new dinosaur.
It's gonna be a new dinosaur, and then at the end, it's gonna be an egg to let you know that this new dinosaur is coming to eat y'all niggas on the next one.
See? Or not, it's gonna be a dinosaur that escapes somewhere, and you find out it pops the fuck back up.
Drop Meteor Man in that bitch, kill all them motherfuckers.
But that was like damn.
I mean,
yeah,
Meteor Man, but you supposed to automatically, like, just being a friend of a dinosaur,
that is funny,
just roll off.
That's how you bring them back,
Meteor Man.
Yeah, but I convinced them to go see Dope, and they seen that shit, and they was like, damn, this is a good ass fucking movie.
No, when he went to the house, like, all that shit was
when he was
hilarious.
Fucking with the little chick that was fucked up on blow.
That shit was hilarious. That Molly. She was on Molly.
Nah, that wasn't Molly. That was
No, that was Molly.
No, what was it called? They went viral.
And she was fucked up. I know that was Molly though. It was a type of Molly.
It was a type of Molly, but what did they call it?
I cannot remember. But she was fucked up.
Mandy, I can't feel my face. Like, he was. Yeah. That was a good ass fucking movie, man. And like I said, introduced a lot of stars.
Yeah, man. That was a good movie. I'm glad Netflix picked that one back up.
Cerveza? What? Water? Cerveza?
I'm good.
Well, look, that was one of my AKAs. I'm not an NFT. I'm me. I've been listening. I'm not an NFT, dog. On me.
On me, y'all.
On me, bro. And then I was going to be the Black Rory and Maul. Oh, no. I forgot.
Did you see the skit with Lil Murda and Rory?
Yes.
And that shit was funny as fuck, bro. Yeah, that shit had me rolling, bro. He's like,
funny.
I'm just like, bro, like, who approached who to do that skit? Because that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was hilarious, bro.
Because it was funny.
It was.
Rap shit. Bruh. You hadn't seen it, right?
Mm-mm.
You don't plan on seeing it, right?
I ain't say that. It's Issa Rae. I'll check it out.
I'm telling you, that shit is so good. That shit is so good. And Issa Rae went on Drink Champs a couple weeks ago, and she was like, Jay Ellis Lawrence from Insecure was going to direct
the... Real quick before you get into that, B2K was on Drink Champs and nobody gave a fuck. So bad.
I mean, Omarion?
No, B2K, without Omarion.
Yeah.
What?
They just dropped the Black Star and Chappelle episode too.
Oh yeah,
I heard them talking about it. I didn't know they dropped it.
I saw that one.
Oh, you seen it?
I watched it.
Okay.
They had the little spot that Dave Chappelle got.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
Garage spot.
That's what they said. Cause I read about it, but I ain't know if like when they was gonna drop it. I was waiting for it to come on my YouTube.
Yeah.
Shit. Even if you had the shit set, because like I do, it wasn't on Drink Champs.
I was waiting for the notification.
Yeah.
It didn't come through immediately on the Drink Champs page. It came through from one of the other pages that's linked to Dave Chappelle's place. Oh. There.
Like I said, I listened to it. I didn't see it. Yeah.
Yeah. They flew out.
I heard them.
Yeah. So it wasn't their original production team.
I am.
Record shit at
I want to go back and watch that shit. That was a good ass little interview.
I'm gonna check that out.
Let me move the shit away from your computer. Like I said, Issa Rae, she said that Jay Ellis was gonna produce the finale. The finale came out. It was 8 episodes. Rap shit is. You can see like now how people are producing content.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it in universe. Like 50 Cent got his, you know, Power universe.
Mm-hmm.
Issa Rae got her Insecure type of universe. Like some of the same actors are in there. They don't play the same role, and it's not the same story. It is about female rappers. It is trying to break into them. It's different. It's not like it's not a show that I've seen before, so I can't really compare it to anything to give you something to.
No, you've talked about it before
to go to it. But what I like about it is the story is very real. Like Insecure, you can see that happening to somebody,
mm-hmm.
or you might know somebody that type of scenario has happened to. Rap shit is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It is the exact same way, and for women led content, it's very different. It shows women going through the baby mama shit. It shows women going through like having to work jobs and going through like it's very realistic, which is what I like about it. My bad. I just hadn't really heard my kids make no noise in a minute. So, Okay, there you go. Niggas not making no noise. Something's going on. But yeah, there she go. It's a dope ass show. It's a dope ass black show, and it's not the It's not the traditional nigga shit, but it has elements of niggadom in it. Like being behind on rent, like scamming, like it has felony grade nigga shit involved in it, but not violent nigga shit, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So that, and then The Chi also just ended, which is Lena Waithe's show that's on Showtime.
Chi was my shit.
And you remember, I was like, it was one season that just did not make sense because it was actors that left that didn't want to be on the show and all mm-hmm. this type of shit like that. The last two seasons of The Chi have been remarkable in terms of black television.
Had to redeem themselves, man.
They really did redeem themselves. And one thing that I loved about The Chi is that it showed Chicago. Like, they had beautiful drone shots. Like, I've seen Chicago in a light that I've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
And
better than Chirac.
And it was, and it started off, and it started
Nick
off.
Cannon.
But what it started off was, The Chi started off Chirac-ish.
And but then they deviated immediately.
They deviated, and they kind of got lost, but the shit that they're portraying
at
now.
At least they weren't rap singing in certain scenes.
They haven't done a musical yet.
Exactly, niggas, they not gonna.
I feel like they are. The Chi, Lena Waithe is definitely gonna do it. It's Lena Waithe. She's definitely gonna do a musical.
No.
They.
I thought it's contractual obligation for every show
to do a type of musical.
To do a musical episode.
Like I'm telling you, that's a thing.
That's a thing. Only soap operas are the only ones that don't do it. I think every other show is contractual obligation. They have to do a musical.
They're going to do one. They're going to do one.
Because they ain't never, that I can remember, they've never done a musical.
But what I loved about this season is that it didn't do the black trauma thing. There was only one person that got killed, and he kind of was supposed to get killed.
Yeah.
But it showed black people being able to do things in different areas. Black people, it was Emmett, he runs a business.
Mm-hmm.
He runs a restaurant, and the restaurant's doing good.
Man, went from food truck to full on location.
Yeah.
And I love that about that show, because that's why I liked him off the rip, because I was like, nah, bro, this man trying to fight for some real shit, dog. And it's based out of his passion and love for wanting to cook. And
he got baby mamas, and he got,
wants to do better, yeah, and try to make some shit, bruh.
Yeah.
Out of his passion. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I love it. And what I love is Kevin. Kevin.
He's the realest fucking element of the
show. Kevin is in high school, and he is making thousands of dollars playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
His parents found like 5 racks and thought he was selling dope. Cause you know, they from Chicago. Oh, I thought that was my kid. I was like, I never heard that kind of scream before.
Oh shit. Accident.
But his moms, he has two moms, found $5,000 in cash in his. And he was like, no, I got this from playing video games. And it's showing black kids that, hey,
are struggling and finding their own way that don't have to be negative.
Yeah, you can make money. You can make real money playing video games. Like Kevin knows.
But our parents didn't encourage us to try to follow that. And then we had to go back and show them.
It wasn't tangible. It wasn't tangible for them to see. And it wasn't as widely available as it is now.
Yeah, exactly. That was what I was getting to. It was like, they didn't see. It was like, okay, people making video games, but they're making them on computers.
Yeah.
And then they're going to start making consoles specifically for the video games. My parents were like, oh, well now, they actually said it once upon a time. They were like, yo, I'm not quoting them. They didn't say, yo, we get it. They were like, we understand this whole video game stuff now. We understand what it takes to do it. Because my mom, she was one of the first teachers at the school to
Get a computer.
Dealing with computers. My dad never really fully did that, but he was like all music and everything. But he's just like good movies and stuff. So when technology got good, as far as movies went, he liked that. He bought me my PlayStation, my first PlayStation. He bought my PlayStation 1 for me for Christmas one year and bought me Legacy of Kain, a game about a fucking vampire, bruh. Like, he didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I understand.
But my
Because we can not have to put this on here. How old is your dad?
Old as shit. He was born in 1948.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah, I can see that. Like, just not knowing. Like, yeah, I can see that.
But at the same time, my dad put me on anime.
I can see that too.
He watches anime still to this day. With me. Like, he put me on an anime that most modern alien movies derived off of.
I gotta see Prey.
He just liked stuff that was good. He's still the same way.
Yeah, if it's good, you gotta see it.
Still ain't seen Prey. Bro, like, you just don't feel like watching them, bro.
I be watching you some of everything.
Watch Prey, bro. Still ain't watch Prey, bro. Watch Prey. That's like the
because I haven't seen. I know.
That's the one.
I know it predates all that shit, right?
Bro, it predates everything.
You got to see Prey, bro. I'm gonna put it to you like this, bro. I enjoyed Nope was one of my favorite movies of the whole summer. But my overall favorite movie of the summer, bro, Prey was.
Prey is the best Predator movie.
Yeah.
The second one on the planet.
Sent Danny Glover, bro. I ain't seen a Predator movie this good. Sent Danny Glover.
Nah, bro, I can't say that. The one when it was on the planet and Lawrence Fishburne was there.
One that was on the planet was cool, but
I mean, Predator 2 don't count.
Nah,
Predator
bro, this was definitely better.
Predator 2 was a classic.
This was definitely better than that Predator. Like the Predator that came out when they was on that planet. To me, this
Predator. That's what I'm saying. It was better than that one, but ain't been one better than that one. Since before that.
I need to watch. You know what? That's probably me just needing to watch that movie, revisit that movie. Because I've seen the Danny Glover one like dozens of times. But that one, I've probably only seen it once. So I probably need to revisit it.
Yeah.
Because I'm glossing over it. Because I was just like, you know what? I seen it once, but I don't really remember much from it.
Yeah, the one.
I don't mean it wasn't good. I mean, nigga probably was sleep.
Was good as fuck. And Buddy who was Buddy with the nose.
Damn.
Can't think of his name now.
Definitely not Krillin.
Played the piano. Name. Super well-known actor, but I can't think of his name.
Let's see.
Take it away, host.
Fuck Batman.
Whoa, bro.
This goes out to Black. Fuck Batman. Ben Affleck got married on a plantation with J-Lo. So, fuck Batman. Well,
I'm hoping that this young Black individual, I wish I would have looked his name up again to make sure I could shout him out directly. But there was this young Black individual who worked at a plantation-like place. It was a southern historic building, and he worked there. And they had a, you know, dress historically accurate party. Everybody came dressed in like, what do they call that shit? When they bring the girls out when they're of age and they're promenading them around.
It's debutante? Like, hey,
come. Yeah. Everybody came in debutante wear. Guess what he came in?
Slave attire.
Mm-hmm. And people were trying to get him removed from the party. He was like, bro, I work here. They said come in period accurate clothing. I did it. That's what I would have been wearing if I worked here then. So he actually won a lawsuit against them for quite a big sum of money.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. He wasn't working there at the time they got married.
But see, if you—that's one of them things. Like you, your pride comes. Like, nah, bro, I ain't doing that shit. The motherfucker, he went to work. sued, bro.
That's right.
You know what fucked him up is he probably went in there and they said, hey, can you grab me some water? Oh, yes, master. I get to you real quick. No, hey, don't do that, Darnell. Please don't do that, Darnell. Please.
What made him mad was when they got together to take the picture. The sad part is they didn't notice him before that. That's the fucked up part. They didn't notice him until everybody got together to take the, you know, work picture. Mm-hmm. And like, who's this slave guy? And he was like, nah, bruh, it's me. Like, for the sake of the conversation.
Darnell.
Yeah, it's me, Darnell, bruh. Like, Darnell, you cannot wear that. It's like, nah, this is supposed to be period accurate, right?
I ain't finna try them folk like that.
Darnell, then that's why Darnell goes down in history.
You won't be a millionaire.
And that's why Darnell goes down in history, because this motherfucker bucked the system like hell. There were people trying to take pictures, and he would just be in the background, just
slaving away.
Yep, I'm there.
Oh, Lord, they picking up cotton. Oh, Lord, they picking up cotton. Yeah, I ruined that shit too. Yeah, fuck y'all niggas, bro. I'm out of here.
Come on, that, nah, I would have showed that bitch dressed like Django.
Django with the blue silk.
You need the blue
with
suit,
the white
bro.
Ruffle.
With a whip.
Who is that nigga on that net?
Like, what y'all have it? Like, oh, it's a Django party now, nah, bitch.
Hell yeah, fuck that.
I'm slapping the first motherfucker with white cake.
As delicious as it is.
Or candy.
I'm smacking you. Yeah, this weekend is, as everybody that's listening already knows, because I'm pretty sure they saw a whole bunch of stuff pop off, was D23 weekend.
Hey!
Yes, sir. Disney has their own exclusive expo with insider news. Insider showcases, fucking, what do you like to call them, Starman? Investor meetings,
yeah.
Investor reassurance meetings. Yeah, like, yeah. Hey, don't worry, we're making this. Your money is in good hands. Like, hey, you told us you were making this 2 years ago. Yeah, we did. But guess what? This is what it looks like now.
Oh, shit, nigga.
So that's what they're doing.
Why would you do that to me? We were friends.
I ain't friends for real, dude.
Yeah, nigga.
Damn.
My bad, bro. Wow. I literally, that was not the intention. It was like,
yes, so how do you accidentally burn somebody with the fucking cherry? You dick.
My bad, man. You need some ice.
Nah, niggas get burnt every day, B.
My bad, bro.
I thought we was friends.
And we friends, bro. Come on, man. Ain't funny. I want to see you.
Man, she an old lady, man.
No,
this motherfucker finna go and call Jesus and fuck up all this shit.
I thought he was Aegis Targaryen, nigga. He dreads something.
I ain't blonde,
like
nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, you drinking highlights, nigga. That's close enough.
You blonde. Yeah. You blonder than me. Look, you just burned me on this finger when you picked it up.
Bullshit, man. I don't know.
I felt the heat.
It was close.
Not when you get that
close
check.
Enough.
Well, you ain't no Targaryen. You can't take the chair.
I'm not, nigga. I'm a human being.
You're Valerian.
Right, that's it. That's what it is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, D23, well, at the time of recording,
Valerian Dupree,
we are in day two. D23. So whatever happened on Sunday, we cannot report it because we haven't received that information yet. But yesterday, we got information that they are coming out with a Captain America and Black Panther video game.
America.
In World War II.
Fuck yeah.
For next-gen console or phone?
Next-gen consoles.
Okay.
You can pick between Captain America, Steve Rogers, Black Panther's grandfather,
mm-hmm.
a Dora Milaje, or what was the guy's name? George Freeman, one mm-hmm. of the Howling Commandos.
Okay.
So, between those four characters.
When is it slated to release?
No information on that yet.
Gotcha. That sounds dope.
Mm-hmm.
depending on what type of game it is.
They didn't say any of that. Either. Like, they gave us like a teaser of what the actual I can't say gameplay is, and I can't even say it's pre-render, but they showed us what some of the characters look like.
Gotcha.
And that's it.
Okay. Shout out to Disney on that.
Yeah, I see.
I'm personally excited about Midnight Suns.
Mm.
It's coming out. They finally gave us the release date, December 2nd.
Okay, that's what's up.
And also on Halloween, it's getting an animated prequel, 6-part, I think it is, miniseries.
Midnight Suns?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
On Disney.
To accompany the game.
Yes, on Disney Plus to lead you into the game. Yes. Mm.
Thank you.
So that comes out during the weekend before, and then boom, that next week, on Tuesday, the game drops.
Then he got that Star Wars shit code out, shoulder.
Hell yeah, bro. They dropped that new trailer for that goddamn Mandalorian, bro. Mandalorian Season 3, bro. That bit come out 2023, bro. I'm ready for that shit.
I just goddamn folded a goddamn Baby Yoda shirt for goddamn Jameson, shoulder. He said he wanted to wear it on Monday.
Get what, bro? It gonna be more Mandalorians in that bitch, shoulder.
More Mando, shoulder.
Bro.
They got the goddamn Berserk armor, shoulder.
Bro, all kinds of armor. Bro, get what, shoulder? They showed Bo-Katan, shoulder. Get what? More of her Death Watch.
Look, shoulder. I had some Boudin sausage, like, not too long ago.
Get what? It's more of that Boudin, dog. It coming, shoulder.
Oh, they gonna
get more of that Boudin,
dog. Oh, it's old, bro.
They coming, dog.
Bro, shoulder.
She went back to Mandalore, shoulder. That's the planet where the Mandalorians.
Who is she, shoulder?
That was the chick from Mandalorian that had the blue armor with the red hair.
With the little mohawk sign, shoulder.
No, not the mohawk shit on her helmet. She had the owl eyes on it, shoulder.
Know who you talking about, bro.
She got her own Death Watch car.
Oh, some niggas finna die.
Yes, bro. She was like, yo, while you was doing all that shit with Boba Fett trying to help him, shoulder, we was doing this shit, and where was you at, shoulder?
Shout out to the people who ain't watched Boba Fett. But did I miss something? Yeah, you gotta watch Boba Fett.
You need to watch Boba Fett.
Can't Boba the Fett.
You can't Boba the Fett. You need to have watched. That shit is about to go down, bro. And, I mean, you know, he got his new ship, you know what I mean? Him and Grogu, bro.
My nigga Grogu, bro.
He didn't go back with Luke, bro. But nigga still got his, you know, his tuck on him. So, exactly, it's about to go down, bruh. It's about to go down. Showed a new trailer for Andor. For those of you out there who don't know who Cassian Andor is, I'm going to just put it to you like this.
Thank you, because I don't know.
He is the first person.
Thought it was a woman.
He was the first rebel. This motherfucker came from a very, very fucked up planet where the Empire is like, yeah, we're going to take over and make this place better. And then he's like, yo, I'm going to join the Empire because they're going to make us better. And then when that motherfucker got inside, he's like, yo, this is corrupt as shit. I'm going to fight this shit. But he fought from the inside. He started to move his way up the ranks, and then he started meeting up with all these other people from other planets and basically started the Rebel Alliance before Rogue One. Cassian Andor comes before Rogue One. All these motherfuckers talking about ignite the spark and light the flame, that shit comes from that. That comes out in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, I want to know what's after She-Hulk.
Well, Halloween once again.
Spooky season.
Yes, Werewolf by Night. And like me and Starman were talking about on the way up here, he was like, "It seems like a spoof when you look at the trailer." like a spoof of 50s, 60s horror movies, like straight black and white. You even still see the cigar burn when they got to change the tape reel out in the corners of the screen. Like, they give it that full...
It looks like weird. Like, not in a bad way.
The Marvel equivalent of Swamp Thing?
No, I didn't.
He's in the trailer.
Okay. I saw the trailer. I didn't pick that out.
It's on that day. Added some more people to the cast?
No. The guy from Squid Game, he's going to be in The Acolyte. The Star Wars series.
Oh, really? That's talking about the show about the Sith dude?
That was the first news I actually heard from the whole conference. Like, that happened, like, I think Thursday night. That's when that shit popped off, like, right before Friday. Like, that just hit the ecosphere. I didn't
hear nothing about this. Mystery thriller. Takes place, yep, on the dark side. Yep. I mean, we know who the Acolyte is, but played... F Star Wars games, you know. I like that. That's going to be interesting because they even showed also, here you go, the Ahsoka animated series that they're coming out with.
I ain't get a chance to see that trailer yet.
Yeah, that one, because even Dooku's still a Jedi. And he's got Mace Windu as his Padawan. This is going to be real good. There's an Inquisitor on there, but he's got the skull-type mask that looks kind of like Darth Revan. And I'm like, So I like what they're doing with this Star Wars Extended Universe. I really like it.
There's a big-ass fight going on between Clarissa Shields and Savannah something. Women's light middleweight title tonight. Coming on ESPN, I'm going for Clarissa Shields, 12 title holder. Braves and Mariners, they at 19.
Bro,
I don't know any of these chicks that are in this. That's Catherine Zeta-Jones, okay? I know her. They blonded her up.
Hey.
Edge of History. It's a series. It's not a movie. All right, then.
Oh, well, that fight I was talking about has actually been postponed to October 15th. Don't know what happened. But
New Moon Girl Devil Dino trailer. Okay. I mean, we know it's coming out next year anyway. There's a new trailer for Moon Girl and Devil Dino. We got the trailer for Secret Invasion.
Yeah. You saw that one?
No.
Yeah, I saw it.
Was that Marvel? I mean, not Marvel, Avengers?
No, I mean, it's Nick Fury and whatever the fuck Nick Fury got going on.
Oh, that's okay. It's Samuel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a series. It's not a movie.
Yep. Certain people you thought were something are something else. Yep.
That what y'all been talking about, bro? Y'all been talking about doing goddamn niggas and goddamn...
Could change and look like some shit.
Nah, shawty. I said them niggas, they had a name, shawty. Not
Scrolls, bro.
The goddamn Scrolls, shawty. Scrolls, bro.
Secret Invasion.
Y'all been talking about the Secret Invasion since I even came on this motherfucking pod. And y'all was like, they were goddamn shape-shifting and doing what this shit they're bro. Doing. And She-Hulk even showed that shit. They can do that shit, bro.
But she was a light elf, bruh, and she from New Asgard, you know what I mean?
She guard ass, shoulder?
Oh, hell no, she from the same place
where goddamn Thor
from, bruh. Like, alien ghosts, bruh.
I wonder if you know any of them goddamn screaming ghosts.
But think about that, bruh. Think about that. They equate Asgardian magic and whatever to be like, oh, they're just aliens from another world. So if you believe in Asgard and believe in Thor and Odin and all that shit. When you die and go to Valhalla, you change from being a human to being this alien spirit entity thing. No. Because they equate Asgard to being an alien planet. It's not another realm. Realms are planets. But that's what they equate that to in the MCU. That's just a crazy scenario. Like, you believe in Thor when you die and you go to Asgard as a human.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Jane. She's human. She was worthy. She died and she went to Asgard. Like, gotcha. She went to Valhalla.
It was his first time going out there.
I bet that motherfucker had his mind blown.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he saw some shit. I remember hearing about that shit and seeing that shit, but the very first time that I ever saw it up close and personal, mm-hmm. I was shooting a video with Roscoe Dash. I was on the set with Roscoe Dash, like, right next to, like, you know where that Hooters is downtown?
Yeah.
Peachtree and all the area, like right where, yeah, Dragon Con's going on at.
Yeah.
We were shooting a video, man, like, at a Taco building. Man is at? Yeah. We were shooting a video, like, right in that area. So we was in that shit, like, all day. Mm-hmm. And I went outside to, like, smoke and shit, and I was like, what the fuck is going on out here? I took all kind of, like, I still got pictures to this day. People of that
dressed
shit.
Up as all kind, yeah, of stuff. All, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I've never seen it up close and personal before. Like, that shit was...
lace my cigarette, or am I really seeing people dressed up like this?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. And it was so many people. It was so many fucking people. Like, it was,
I can imagine. I can imagine. Because AWA is Halloween weekend, and I'm going to be there. Tell you
with
that right
bells
now.
With bells on.
I ain't going to have on no bells. I'm going to die.
Metaphorically, motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about. You, I'm not talking about, like,
I wouldn't metaphorical bells either.
Not going to have metaphorical bells.
To my balls?
Yes.
Okay. Those are the only balls metaphorically jingling around here.
Is that the first lewd joke that we have got recorded from Macchio?
Not no. No.
No.
Mm-mm. Overtly.
No.
Lewd.
Guess you ain't been catching them.
Let me say, look, I have to listen to all of them. No. Because I got to listen to everything everybody says. Hell no.
You know how...
You caught a different type of joke is what happened. You expect that.
Look, you know how Ish is going his glow up, right? Macchio's balls are being free this season. Last week, or the Tales from the TARDIS, free balling. This week, ball joke. You own it. Macchio's balls are ascending.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I'll take that. I thought my balls were descending naturally.
Yeah, like, okay, I mean, after overtime.
Fine, but if you want to catalog it, we'll do that. I just, more devotion. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Ascending ritual on your balls.
Look, you see how I did it like this? Because you know, like, how one ball hang lower than the other one?
Oh, I thought you were, like,
holding
up balls.
Oh.
It looked like he was waiting and shit like
them. That's what it was. It was the balls, but you know, like, they're not like, parallel. They're like titties. Like, you know, you ever meet a chick and her titties are like symmetrical, they're not real. It's going to be one titty that's going to be a little...
just a little slightly off.
A sunter. You're going to have a favorite nipple.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Mm, of course. You are not wrong. There's always a favorite titty. Yeah.
You cannot live with your failure. And what does that bring you? back to me.
I made Jen watch that shit.
The whole movie or just that clip?
No, just like I told you, I turn on Avengers, I fast forward through all of that shit right to where the Hulk does this and Thanos blows that shit up. That's where I start the movie at. That's where I start the movie at. And then I just wait for that certain scene where he's just sitting there on the rock and he's just like.
And then
like,
you just watch the rest of the movie from there?
Yes.
You're a monster.
Yes. 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 Like every 2 weeks. And then that big ass TV I got in my room. Wow, yeah.
So at no point has she seen the entirety of the movie?
Nah, she went to the movie theaters to see it with her family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they all seen it. And that's why I was so mad. Like, damn, I'm so mad that I have not seen this bitch in theaters because that is not.
Bruh.
This, my TV.
I saw that movie three times. I saw it in IMAX. I saw it. I didn't see it in 3D, I don't think. But I saw it in IMAX. I saw it in the other one, the Super GTX. Times 28 shit.
The Texas Instruments shit, the IMAX shit.
Whatever the other edition was. I saw
it. I'm mad I did.
Like 3-4 times.
Because like I said, I fast forward through Hawkeye, goddamn, making a phone call. I don't fuck all that shit. Nah. Bring me here to Thanos. And then Thanos sitting there and saying, you cannot live with your failure. Nah. Oh, I love that scene.
Y'all can't sleep on Hawkeye, bro. That's why.
That's why I don't like him either.
You can't sleep on Hawkeye, bro.
I don't like him either. He was so important, though.
Can't sleep on Clint, bro. Clint's the man. He's the only person that ain't souped up. That's still able to do all this shit.
Okay.
He has no super abilities.
All right.
None.
That is a super valid point.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, bro, that nigga had to.
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes is when he turn around and he shoot that damn arrow through there and he see all them goddamn little Genesis with four legs.
In on your ass. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up, bro.
All right.
He was the first one to get mind controlled because Loki got him first. Mind wiped him. After that, it was on and popping.
Yeah, okay. So my kids have seen the whole movie. Jakeem's seen the whole movie. But like I said, when I turn that shit on, I start right when Thor.
Right to there.
Not when Thor. When Hulk snaps his finger or tries to, and they blow that shit up, and he's sitting on the rock.
Straight to the part where Rhodey tells Thor his veins are filled with cheese whiz.
I hadn't even seen that part.
Shit.
Just a big ass fight.
Hey, man, get it how you live.
Once a month, I gotta see it.
Once a month, I can't blame. That's an awesome fight scene.
You need to watch that full movie.
I'll probably go back and see it. I hadn't seen it in a long time, so I'll probably go back and watch it.
Do you even remember how they got the Infinity Stones?
You're a monster.
See?
I remember Hawkeye was fucking with somebody. He pushed her off a cliff.
He didn't even push her off a cliff.
Well, she wanted to go.
You need don't stop right there. Just don't let that. Don't let these people know. Cut that part. Don't let them know that he don't know that. Watch the movie. You need to at least know.
I seen it. Oh my god!
But you don't even remember. You were like, yeah, Hulk. I pushed somebody off a cliff. No, he didn't. That was no.
Not Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, him and Scarlett Johansson.
He didn't even push her.
Nah, they was fighting. They was like, nah, I'm gonna die. You gonna die? Like, nah, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die for my Wakanda. And.
I'ma die for my Wakanda.
They was trying to die for they Wakandas and shit.
Uh-huh.
And he had like made a phone call. He was on like a ranch or some shit.
What?
Yeah, I need to go back and
you
watch
said he
that.
Was on a ranch?
He was in the woods, like, bro, the nigga phone rang, bro. His goddamn children was back. I seen that nigga, bro. You know what I'm talking about? That nigga phone, you know what I'm talking like? That shit happened, right? His phone rang, his children were back.
That's true. That did happen, but you jumped so far into the movie. That's exactly where you watched the movie from.
Oh, okay.
When the Hulk snaps this
and everybody
nigga.
Found the game.
Hell yeah, then the phone call came.
That's when you start the movie.
No, wait a minute.
No, nigga, you just said that's where you start Endgame, bro. You literally started at right the part, when the Hulk snapped.
Paul Rudd is like, I think it worked.
It's, oh, yeah, the birds. Oh, yeah, some birds.
Yeah, nah, but this man can't talk on the phone.
Nah,
but
hold
he
on.
Can sing, though.
All right, so hold on.
Nah, we get it.
Hawkeye, he like in like the desert, like on a, he on like a desert ranch or some shit, right? And then his daughter like doing some she got a sombrero. Nah, that's not it.
That's the beginning of the movie. That's
thank
not,
you.
She ain't
okay,
got no
thank
sombrero.
You. Oh, that's when I start fast forward.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
okay, they
start with them
now.
And end with them. He starts with that end.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And begins when they're back,
sense.
Bro. I don't know what
he starts when they're in this.
I don't know what kind of.
That my end game, bro. What fuck you talking about? Bro,
I don't know what kind of super white cool folk ritual you got shit. Going on. You got a whole ritual.
This nigga don't want to see nothing but white people suffering. Damn.
You can't live with your fit, bro. Thanos beat the shit out of everybody, bro. He beat the shit out of everybody.
Hey, we don't talk about, like, the first Thanos, the second Thanos, how it was just, like, different Thanos, and y'all had a different color and a different chin.
I didn't even notice that. I just started right there where he whooped folks' ass.
You ain't never seen the movie that he did the shit.
Rain fire!
You couldn't see it to know.
Mm-mm-mm. I remember Thor cut the nigga head off, but it wasn't in time.
He was still old man Thanos, though.
But what I like is how Thor, he's like, you know we're going to, I like how Iron Man, you know we're going into a trap, right?
No, he said, let's kill him proper this time. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, you know I'm not going to hold back. He's like, I don't much
hold
care.
On. Speaking of Iron Man, one thing I really do appreciate is the Black Adam trailer is they recreated the Iron Man scene when he flying between the two jets and he take mm-hmm. off himself and this one motherfucker just smack the guy.
Yeah.
Just smack the wing.
You don't know who I am.
Tim yeah. spiraling down, yeah. I'm excited
I don't know
about,
who he is, but I know that nigga 5,000 years old.
I'm excited about... I didn't need to see... That's the thing, like, everybody who needed the second trailer, bro, you got what you needed, bro.
I needed that.
Because
I just wanted to see
I was
who
gonna
else
see it.
Was in the movie and more shit.
Bro, I didn't expect... Not a second trailer, just like, bro, you... All right, bro, y'all, this can't... Don't do that shit with...
You give away
it all in the trailer, mm-hmm. bro. If you giving me all this, bro, I hope you save something for the movie. Because they gave me a lot in that trailer. They jumbled it up, but they mm-hmm. showed me, like, bro, you could have kept that to the vest. I ain't going
to
hold you.
I didn't need to see it, but I'm glad you showed
right.
it to me.
Right. It was like, damn, bro, now I'm super hyped.
But at the same time, like I said, at Comic-Con, somebody came out at the panel who I didn't see in the trailer. So I'm like, okay, I see what y'all doing. Everybody who was at the panel did not show up in that latest trailer. So they got some surprises. They still got tucked in. And I'm with it.
With it, with it.
We yeah. saw one of the villains. We don't know her motivation. We don't know her... You know, anything.
Yeah, like I said, I like what they're doing with the interactive content too. If like I said before, if you retweeted it and commented under the Black Adam trailer on Twitter, they sent the response, and then in the future, what they're going to do is send you like exclusive content, like more trailers, probably behind the scenes type of, you know, trailers, who shot it type of stuff. So I like how they're integrating multimedia into it. It feels like DC is, they're behind this all the way. Like, we got to pull out all stops. Let's get anybody who says the word black or the word Adam, let's try to rope them in.
Well, no, that's all Dwayne The Rock Johnson's doing right there. This anything Warner Brothers does at this point is strictly them doing damage control from the whole fallout of this whole war.
But New Line Cinema jumped to the
new
front.
Purchase.
Just like New Line Cinema said,
right.
Look, we put money up when Warner Brothers was like, yeah, we got a little trouble.
We're in. We're invested.
We got a little trouble at the house. We'll give you some more money later.
Right. I'm not an NFT.
We're invested. We're here. We did it.
New Line Cinema dropped that bag on them. Nah, mm-hmm. man, that's I think think, man, whoever's at Warner Brothers now is going to take the credit for Black Adam, which is fine. Because the whole point is the incentive.
No, that's all The Rock. That's all The Rock. At this point in The Rock's career and everything he's done, he's got enough superstar status where he can say, this was my passion project. And that's really what it was. He put that money up. He found that director for the movie to shoot it. That's all him. Warner Brothers didn't do shit except
the studio.
That's it. He was only protected because of whatever deal he made where my movie's coming out. If I can get the movie made and it looks good enough for y'all to say we can push it, y'all gonna do it.
Dan Lin.
And that's what happened.
Dan Lin didn't take the job.
Bruh.
They wanted him to be like their, creative chief creative officer.
He's like, I'm not gonna try to recreate the Marvel formula for you guys. I can't do that.
No, I mean, yeah, they didn't specifically state why. You just, you know,
That's too much to try to do.
Well, it's going to come with a heavy burden of, like, because that's the guy who, you know, did the Lego movie. He helped produce, like, the Godzilla movies and Kong, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, you're just like, I'm not the right person for the job. Like,
no, because those aren't even singular visions.
I say The Rock, man. I'm sorry. Like I get that.
Hell no. But
The Rock.
That man does not need to be in control of what DC does or what Warner Brothers does trying to create DC projects. Let him do whatever he wants to do with Black Adam, because the man is passionate about that.
Mm-hmm.
They need to defer to him. Let the people that worked on this movie, if they know somebody else, if they have other references, draw from that and let that be the people that help. Let them bring back DC, but don't. Dwayne Johnson does not need to be like.
You don't want to give him the keys to the kingdom.
Nah. I mean, it's not like he. I don't feel like he's somebody who could do it. I'm just saying he had a passion project that is something that they should be using to give them their own flavor, their own voice. If it takes The Rock's version of Black Adam to say, this is the direction we're going with DC projects. You know, Marvel makes it super more family friendly and they want everybody to be able to go see it. That's not what Warner Brothers is doing. Certain heroes are for the family. Certain heroes are not. That's what we gonna do. Like, they have to make their distinction somehow. At some point, they got to say, we're not trying to copy Marvel. And until they acknowledge that shit, then they going to keep fucking up making movies. They'll have these little sprinkles that help keep DC going. But they're not going to have their own filter, I should say. Their own filter of what the comic book universe is.
Right.
Because Marvel has one. They let their directors put their own flavors on whatever the project is. And we accept that from Marvel. Like, we know what the main MCU is, and then we know what the animated shit is. We know what all, you know, the shows are. We understand what those dynamics are now. DC could never do that because they were always all so different and so disjointed. It's like, we can't really figure out what you're trying to make. So whenever we watch a DC project, it's like we have to take them as a as a solo thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it might be connected to something else, we have to take it as a solo project because there's no through thread for it. There's nothing that we can connect to with it. They don't trust anybody to present their visions. We like their animated shit because we can attach to that. Y'all gave us enough.
They say Harley Quinn is getting another season. That shit's hilarious. That shit,
because they got it right.
Harley Quinn is better now than it was. Like,
oh, yeah.
It could have went really bad really easily. Because I remember in the beginning, it was it was like, I don't know. I know it went your top of human in the beginning. It was just like, nah, man, let's stick with it. And that shit, Like, it was one of them ones. I'm like, you know, that shit, wow. Shout out to Black. You know what I'm saying? Harley Quinn was like, that show still to this day. I like it. I would like them doing stuff like that more. But, you know, like I said, at this point, it's just like, give me what you know what I'm saying? Marvel's giving me what I don't even ask for at this point. You know what I'm saying? They're giving me what I asked for in the past.
And then they're saying, hey, guess what? We got this too.
Yeah, they're giving me stuff I ain't asking for at this point. And that's not a bad thing. So I'm just inclined to say, if, you know, you DC, I mean, like, just give me something at this point. It's like, I'm not really going to trip. It's really going to be the quality of what you do.
I'm starving so much for quality content from you guys. I'll take anything you give me. Like, I understand that CW is about to die. Like, y'all are dead on the vine over there. And
we're going to have to break down a CW, like, Arrowverse conversation one day.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
We'll have to break that whole thing down, like, history, a lot of that. You know, some of my favorite moments from it, because that shit deserves it. Because it's the last season with all of that. They finna clean house. Yeah. I'm excited for Game of Thrones. But by the time you're hearing this, I've already seen it. And I knew it was good. Next week, I'm gonna try to still go see The Invitation. We definitely gotta go see The Woman King.
Oh, yeah. So you guys be prepared for that.
Yeah, that's coming
definitely
up.
Definitely be prepared for
that. The Woman King. Got to go and see that, review that, talk about that. That's happening.
Hold on. I got a couple of news headlines I'm going to run through real quick.
All right.
Just to at least make mention of them. Red Dead Redemption is finally done. Rockstar Games is not making any more content, no more updates, no more, you know, little events that they've been sprinkling in still throughout. I mean, if you have an Amazon Prime out there, then you know Prime Gaming. We've been getting stuff from them. It's done now. It's over with. So they're moving on to some new project. That's what they're diverting all their attention to. What that new project is, we'll find out later. Let's see here. New Aqua Teen Forever, Plantasm comes out this November. So Aqua Teen still ain't dead.
Yep.
So be ready for that. I'm ready for it. Got some more Aqua Teens coming. And Fox says they technically are not interested in a King of the Hill revival.
They backed out of it completely.
Yeah. I mean, it has a very good chance of happening, said Mike Judge. But Fox really ain't, you know, so hard-pressed where they're like, yeah, we really want it. Like, you gave us Beavis and Butthead. That's really what we wanted. We will tell you anything. You know what? I feel like he probably wanted to lead with the King of the Hill thing first. And then they were like, yeah, of course. But what about that other show you used to do, Beavis and Butthead? You got any ideas for that? He was like, yeah, actually, I have this movie I always wanted to do. And then they tricked him into doing Beavis and Butthead, which is what they wanted. And now we're not going to get King of the Hill.
Maybe they wanted a movie instead of a series.
But there's really nothing about King of the Hill that would make movie. How could you get Hank Hill to a point of a movie?
It's Texas, bro. I mean,
yeah, it's Texas. You're right. It's maybe Texas. He had to, like, help Tom Brady do something.
It could, yeah, King of the Hill. King of the, but it's just when it's continued. I don't know, man. I feel like
the Dallas Cowboys. It could have been anything.
I don't know, man. King of the Hill is one of them things. Like maybe it's just better left where it's at. Because one of them things I went tripping off of. I like to kind of like see it, but it presents the same similar problem to the Boondocks, as it was from a completely different time, and it's just like, can you even do that comedy now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to learn some new tricks. Like, it don't, even Family Guy has evolved the way they do their comedy, but a lot of the jokes is in the same realm of like what was funny, what's offensive, and what's just like, damn, he's an asshole. That's why this is funny. Like, Brian fucking with Quagmire now, you know?
Yeah, true enough.
But, you know, they survived in the clip era because, like, brothers, Family Guy, bro, we can give you one of them quick little clips and you just see him in reels all the time. I feel like King of the Hill would need to be able to do that. If you give, if you do a series,
because that's not even their show formula, you know.
Because here's the thing: is like you get something like Rick and Morty. Everybody, they break down, and that's my fascination. My biggest fascination with Rick and Morty is the nature to which this shit is like broken down. Like it's a whole
the presentation evolves every season. They add new layers,
and I mean, And even with that, I'm saying it.
Because at first they didn't do cutaways like that, but then they started doing cutaways. And then they started doing all these sub-layers and all these extra overarching layers of different characters that you think are inconsequential, but then they pop back up and shit.
Yeah, oh, this is a callback to season 3. I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. It's just like I watch Rick and Morty more or less like an anthology, even though that's not the case. I kind of, every time I get into it, I'm not locked into how things were last time I saw it. It's like, you know what, this is Rick, bro. Anything can happen at any time. I just take whatever happens at the time to be for what it was. If I remember something for the past, good. If I don't, you know, I try not to beat myself up when I'm gonna catch the Easter egg. Because I'm watching the video and I'm like, damn, I ain't even catch that. That's what's up. Because then I learned something or something. I was reminded of something. So I feel like,
oh, I forgot about it.
So later, so yeah, because then it comes in three. So when it comes back a third time, I'm catching it this time. And that's always been the nature of the show. Everything that I miss, somebody catches, they explain it to me. And then it's like, okay, I know what to look for. But yeah, man, it's intense breakdowns on Rick and Morty, the history, the lore. I can't even trip though. Space Buff was the real Buff. The Buff that stayed with the clone.
That's right. That is just headcanon, and that is canon as far as I'm concerned. Until they show me otherwise,
they came out and said it.
I don't give a fuck. Until they show me otherwise, they said it on this episode, and I don't accept it. Until they show me otherwise, that's what it is.
It's just like, yeah, that's what the clone was for. It's just like, all right, yeah, bitch, you the real one. We get it.
Yeah.
But you were with a different Jerry, and I completely forgot that detail. I forgot this was a different Jerry. I be forgetting it's a different Rick and Morty.
Yeah, they switched up Jerry's when they took him to the fucking daycare thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just knew that was a different Jerry. But that the fact that it's but a different... But
the fact that Jerry's so inconsequential... You think that having a different Jerry would matter.
It kind of did. Does. Because Jerry had some character growth. We saw a more assertive Jerry. He wasn't the same sniveling Jerry from the first couple seasons after the daycare. After the daycare, even when he was like wrong and it was like on some shut up Meg shit, it was a couple times where it's like, well, he's not wrong.
He's gonna stand his ground.
He kind of like just said some shit or he just get annoyed. The other one, when, you know, he was just as stupid, but he had a backbone at least a little bit. Yeah, I feel like Jerry got a little bit of a, I feel like just as much as, you know, I like Morty ain't far from Jerry. You know, that's his dad, bro. Like Morty is less of a Jerry and more of a Rick, but a Morty is still a Jerry and Rick mixed together.
Morty is a Morty, and an evil Morty is the most scary thing in the universe.
I like how they lay it off with, like, that whole thing. Because I forgot about it. It was like, damn, I forgot about it. But the creators, they did say that the producers of Rick and Morty are saying that they're going to give you a, like, going forward, you're going to get a season a year.
Okay.
I think the creators have done their passion projects. They've created some stuff.
Yeah, because it just came out with a new fucking video game.
So I think at this point it's just like... No,
the guy who plays Morty anyway. That was his solo separate thing he was trying to do. It's a High on Life. That's the new one.
Yeah.
That's the game. the guy who plays Morty, he just came out with. And I'm going to get it.
DC had no fandom.
I didn't buy Trevor Saves the Universe, and I still need to buy that.
All right.
Rosario Dawson said she's not done with the MCU.
That's what's up.
She's not done with the MCU. Seeing her in...
I thought she was in the DCU. She was in...
Luke Cage.
Rosario Dawson was in another show that came out on HBO Max, DMZ. That was a DC show.
Yeah, it is. But she was in... Sin City before that, and then she was in
Luke Cage. Gotcha. I got you.
That's where she going.
Gotcha.
But yeah, she's not through.
She want her Luke Cage role.
Cause she know Luke Cage coming back.
Hell yeah. All them shit's coming back.
No, not all of them. And I just wanted to give a shout out to, you know, they always have the freshman class. Mm-hmm. I just discovered that Marvel has their own freshman class, so to speak. This one is called Marvel Stormbreakers Class of 2023.
Not to be confused with Stormbreaker from The Boys?
No, not at all. That was Stormfront. Not the same at all. So it says here that since 2020, Marvel has used the Stormbreakers program to select and recognize up-and-coming artists who go on to draw some of Marvel's greatest events, iconic series, and beyond. Now, Marvel is pleased to announce the Stormbreaker class of 2023, which spotlights the next generation of elite artists in the industry. The creators in this new class selected for their styles and achievements and groundbreaking work include Elena Casagrande for doing Black Widow, Nick Klein for doing Thor, John or Jan Bazaldúa, BAZALDUA for Legion of X, Chris Allen for doing Miles Morales Spider-Man, Martin Coccolo for doing Deadpool, Lucas Wernick for doing Immortal X-Men, C.F. Villa for doing X-Men, Federico Vicentini. Yeah, Vicentini for doing X-Deaths of Wolverine. Each Marvel Stormbreaker class runs for 2 years of showcases, and then after that, they move into whatever title they go to. So, shout out to these guys. Y'all are the newcomers into the MCU.
Hey.
The Marvel Comic Universe. So, I'm looking forward to see what some of you guys got to do, man. Especially that X-Men. Because X-Men have made a resurgence ever since they retconned and did House of X, bro. I'm really loving what they're doing with X-Men now. Because at some point, they got to come into the MCU, and it's like, y'all are going to do something from this. What is it going to be, though?
Well, man, I think when they had your boy, Professor X, and...
That was Doctor Strange. He's from the multiverse. That don't count.
It don't?
Multiverse.
Un poquito.
Multiverse, bruh.